It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Members of Congress want the White House to block a deal that would put the control of several U.S. port facilities in foreign hands. Dubai Ports World, owned by the government of the United Arab Emirates, has agreed to buy a company that runs operations at six major seaports. New York City is among them. The Bush administration insists the purchase does not raise security risks, and many in the industry say the move is simply part of a trend toward global management of seaports. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Objections to the sale have come from both Republicans and Democrats. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York told ABC today the sale of a terminal operator known as P&O opens the door to terrorists.
To have a company which could have an al-Qaeda infiltration actually inside those ports, knowing what our security procedures are, knowing what's done in those ports, it's hard enough to control the ports without having a company working within them which could be a security threat.
King and others point to the fact that the United Arab Emirates was a financial base for the 9/11 hijackers, and the 9/11 Commission complained that the UAE resisted U.S. pressure before 9/11 to stop dealing with the Taliban. Nevertheless, the U.S. government found no reason to block the sale. Senator Barbara Boxer, a Democrat from California, said on CBS that was a mistake.
Since 9/11, we have to change the way we do things, and I just don't think any foreign company, period, ought to be running our ports.
In addition to members of Congress, Miami-based Continental Stevedoring and Terminals is suing to block the sale, saying it violates a contract between the two companies and could also endanger the national security of the United States. But many in the industry say foreign ownership at ports has been growing for a long time. Neil Davidson is with Drewry Shipping Consultants in London.
There are Singapore-owned and Chinese-owned container shipping lines which have terminals on the west coast of the states. So, overseas ownership of container terminals in the states is not a new thing.
Davidson says these foreign firms manage the operations at individual terminals. They don't run the entire port. And he says they usually rely heavily on local workers.
And if you look at the people who are at the front line in the terminals run by P&O ports in the states, in virtually all cases, those people are American citizens. The man on the gate at 4 a.m. in the morning, he's an American guy, basically.
Davidson also notes that operators like Dubai Ports World must implement security rules prescribed by U.S. Customs and the Coast Guard. The Department of Homeland Security is moving to a system where U.S. officials inspect containers before shipping as part of the Container Security Initiative. The United Arab Emirates is the only country in the Middle East that participates in the program. The administration has offered to help Congress understand the review process that led to the deal's approval, but members of Congress are already talking about legislation to outlaw foreign control of port facilities. And the issue is providing some red meat to administration critics like Senator Chuck Schumer of New York.
Outsourcing the operations of our largest ports to a country with a dubious record on terrorism is a homeland security accident waiting to happen.
A spokesman for P&O noted that the company has long been based overseas in Britain, and it will continue to follow security procedures following the sale. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.